USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mayor Buddy Dyer is declaring a state of emergency for the city of Orlando ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Speaking on Friday, Dyer says Dorian could be the most significant storm Orlando has seen in decades.
If you haven't started preparing, you still have time, but you better get started today. So it's important that we not be complacent about the storm. 2 years ago, we saw the impact of Irma, and this storm has the potential to be more powerful.
Dorian is a Category 2 storm and expected to strengthen to possibly a Category 4, although the exact path is still unknown by the National Hurricane Center. In a tweet on Friday, President Trump is asking General Motors to come back to the United States with their manufacturing plants. They moved to China before the president took office, and the president saying that they should start to bring jobs back to America again. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The Justice Department's Inspector General found former FBI Director James Comey acted improperly by sharing memos he kept on President Trump. Republican Congressman from New York, Peter King, reacts to the news.
It's not just anyone can make a mistake, release a document by error, misclassify a certain document. No, we're talking about a systematic effort here. So I found it shocking.
More tariffs on Chinese goods are set to take effect this Labor Day weekend. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A 15% tariff set to go into effect on billions of Chinese imports on Sunday, a consequence of the ongoing U.S. trade war. The goods include clothing, TVs, diapers, coffee, meat, cheese, and textbooks. Consumers might not notice a big jump in the price right away, though, because several big retailers and suppliers have stocked up on goods in advance of the tariffs taking effect.
Expect to pay a little bit more for coffee, meat, and cheese. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as Hurricane Dorian is set to make landfall sometime late Sunday or early Monday, many people are wondering what they should do. Former FEMA advisor Brock Long joins Fox News and reminds us,
citizens in this country are the true first responder for any type of emergency or disaster, and so it's the actions that they take right now. Taking action now will help bolster the overall response, because responses to an event like this is a team sport. It starts with neighbor helping neighbor all the way to the Federal Emergency Management Agency that truly works its tail off to serve other people. So, you know, the most important thing, document the stuff that you know, document your house, the contents within it. Make sure that you're heeding all warnings that are issued by local officials within the county emergency management area, and heed them quickly.
Turning now to politics, Democratic New Jersey Senator and 2020 presidential hopeful Cory Booker is on the campaign trail, campaigning in Norman, Oklahoma, where he's calling for stricter gun laws.
Where people are killed in schools. Children shot under their desks.
Booker is one of the 10 Democratic candidates to qualify for the next debate in September. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.